sense. So the Gemara says, "Ma'isa sheshalchu l'choni amagol." Tan Rabbanu pamachas yatzer avadar. So it wasn't Nisan yet. So it wasn't Gishmei Kolav. The Yardu Gishamim shalchu l'choni amagol. His palo v'yardu Gishamim. His palo v'lo yardu Gishamim. So aguga v'amad besocha k'derech shasa chabaka kanavi shenamar mishmartia moda v'siyatzval matzar. Amar l'fanu v'ibonu shalol menachas amupnei malai. They're looking to me. Amrlo Talmidev Rabbi Renucha Velonamus Chimiduminanu Shen Gisham Yardin Ella Abeda Ola. It's going to be a flood. Amr the fun of Lokach Shalti Ella Gishme Ratson Brachon Nidava Yardu Kitikna Nachalalu Kalam Lahar Habayas Mibne Agishamim. Amrlo Rabbi Kishem Shispalalta Shiardu Kach Hispalal Vyochu Lohem. Amr Lohem Kach Mikublani Shen Vispalin Al Rov Hatova Afal Pichinivili Parhoda. Rashi says they offered it as a shlamim. Have you lo parhoda samach shtei yadav alav amr the fun of Yibonu shalom amch Yisrael shir seitz in Yisrael ein in yecholdin lamod lo birov tova velo birov peranos ki asta alayim in yecholdin lamod hishpat alayim tova in yecholdin lamod yiratzom v'nech hash yivsika agishamim v'yehei revach v'olam yadnash v'haruach v'nispazru ha'avim v'zarcha achama v'yatzu am l'sada v'efilu l'fanav kimin v'pitrios. So truffles and mushrooms. Shalach lo shimim in shetach al malichoni ata goes reni alecha nidoi. Come back to that aleph, which is the beer hagron a second. Shelu shanim shekishnei aliyahu maftechos gisham yadu shal aliyahu lo nimtza shem shamayim ischal al yadecha. Right, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a shavua that there wouldn't be gishamim during those years, and then he would have had to answer choni had choni lived in the time of aliyahu. An interesting way of putting it, he would have had, you know, God would have had to violate his own shavua. So interestingly, you know, that's one problem. Kind of like a, you know, Choni could say, "Well, I'm not living in the time of Elio." So the Gon says there's another issue here. If you take a look, Velo Ode Ella is the Aleph, meaning goes Rani Lachanidoy. Rashi says, you know, that he tiach dvarim klapei mala. You're telling God what to do. Okay, aval ma asalacha shemun mitchetach said shaitam ischati lifnei amakom veosel charitzoncha kiven shem ischati lavi veosel ritzono. Ve'omer lo abel lichini derechtzeni bechamin shtafani betzonin ten li agozim shkedim afarsekim imonim minosin lo velacha chasav omer samach avicha vimecha v'dagel yuladetecha, etc. So in other words, you know, you're in your own category. People shouldn't behave this way in general. Tanu Rabbanan. It was during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. They were still in Lishkas HaGazis. They were there, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, till 40 years before Chorban HaBayis. Right, so what did they say to him? Vatigzer Omer, Vayakum B'chaval Drechacha Nel Ga'or, Vatigzer Omer, Ata Gezartim, Amat Kedosh Baruch Hu Mekayim Avarecha Milamala, Al Drechacha Nel Ga'or, Dor Shayofel, He'arta B'tfilasecha, Ki Shpilu Vatomer Nevei, Dor Shayashafel, you elevated us Sachinaim Yoshia Dor Sheshach Bavono that was bent over in its sin, Hoshato Bitfilasecha. Yimaledi Naki, Dor Shalohianaki Maltato Bitfilasecha. You saved it with your tefillah. Vinimlat Bivor Kapecha Maltato Bimasiadecha Habirurin. In other words, Choni Amagol, interesting, not a member of the Sanhedrin, but his chasidus was responsible for the gisham. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol yomav shol sotzadik ayim yitzar al mikra zeh, shir malus v'shuv Hashem shivat zion hayinu kecholmim. The Gaul's bubble was short. It's compared to kind of a nightmare, a bad dream. Amar mi'ika diniyim shivin shanin b'chalma. So it's kind of wondering, you know, in terms of the Gaul's bubble, which is only 70 years, you know, the hayinu kecholmim, and people really lived, sleep for 70 years. Yom echad avazel beorcha chazu legavur devenata charuv amalei haidad hai ad kama shanin toin. When do you think it's going to bear fruit? Amalei ad shivin shanim. takes a long time. So Amalei, Pshitalach, Techaya Shivin Shani. It says, you know, a little delusional, you're going to live 70 years. So Amalei, Anoa, Alma Becharuva, Eshkachase, Kehechi, the Shasli, Liavhasi, Shasli, Nami, Livirai. Maybe my favorite line in the Gemara. Somebody planted this for me, right? So maybe I should also think about not only myself, but people who are going to come in the future. Maybe I shouldn't be selfish and think about the world as a trust, and that we're here for a short amount of time, and that we should think about other people also, future generations. Hein le'inyan ruchnias, hein le'inyan gashmias, la'avda lo'shamra. We're stewards of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and of his world. It's not here for you to just, you know, live as if, you know, as the French, you know, expression goes, you know, after me the flood. It's not, that's not what we're about. Somebody planted for me, the man said to Choni Amagel, and I'm going to plant for somebody else. For generations yet unborn. That's what we do. That's how we think. It's a Masorah perspective. Right? Yosef Kakara Chrifta. So he started eating Asa Le Shinasa. He fell asleep. Nim Ahadra Le Mishunisa. Ichsi Mayana Venim Shivim Shanim. Kadosh Baruch Hu arranged for him to be covered in a kind of a camouflage. Nobody saw him. Nobody disturbed him. He was Mechusa Me'ayin. And he, nobody slept. He came, Chazil Ogavra, the Vakamalake, Minayu. He saw somebody picking from the carrot tree. So he said to him, Amalei Adhu de Shatilte, are you the one who planted it? Amalei Bar Bereyana, the grandson. Amalei Shmaminoa, Dinimu Shivan Shanin. He says, I must have been asleep for 7 years. Chazi lechamre, this yaladale remache remache, met the grandchildren of his donkey. Azal lebeise, yamalahu, breda choni amagal mikiim, is the son of choni amagal alive? They said, he's not with us anymore. Amle bre leisa, bar bre isa, but his son is here. Choni amagal gets to meet his grandson. More on that in a second. Amalahu ana choni amagal. So they said, you know, there's a bridge in Brooklyn. We might be able to interest you in the bridge. So Elohim knew, right? Naturally, they didn't believe him. So Azal beis hamidrash shaminu l'rabbanu dekamri nehirin shmeitzin kivishani choni amagel dechihavi ayil beis medrasha kol koshe dehavel hu l'rabbanan hava mifarek lehu. That he walked into beis medrash and they were saying some nice things. He's saying, oh, it's like the generation of choni amagel. Where he wasn't necessarily the one that answered the question, but he sort of gave this spiritual illumination. Amr Lahu, Ananiu, he says, I'm the guy, I'm Choni Amagel. So Elohim knew, they put a hand around his shoulder, they said, you know, can we get you a cup of coffee? He didn't want to be around him. Amr Rava, Hainu Damiinchi, O Chavrusa, O Misusa. That people who are socially ostracized or isolated or feel dislocated, it's a very painful thing. What about that grandson of Choni Amagel? Bechilkia barbrei de Choni Amagel havo v'chimitzer chamal amitra avu mishadir rabbanu legabei ubayim racham evasi mitzer. It's a little bit of a family tradition to bring the rains, the rain man. Zin lechaditzer chamal amitra shadir rabbanu zugad rabbanu legabei libay racham evasi mitzra. Ozel abesiv lo ashkechu, ozel bedabra vashkechu dev kavirafik bedabra. So he was working out in the desert. Yavu le Shalma, they greeted him. This is an interesting Gemara in that regard. Velo Izber Luape, he ignored them. Mepanya Kavya Minake Tzivi, he was gathering twigs. Dari Tzivi Mar Bechad Katfa, Beli Mechad Katfa. So there were twigs over one of his shoulders and a cloak over the other shoulders. Kole Urcha Lo Siye Misane, he didn't put on his shoes. Kimati the Maya, he had to cross a little stream, then he put on his shoes. Siye Misane Kimata Lehizmi Vihigi. Dalinu Lemane, he picked up his clothes when he got into these prickly shrubs. She was, all dressed up with the makeup. She went in first. Then he went in. Then they came in. He sat down to dinner. He still ignored them. He never invited them to eat. So the older child, he gave one. The younger one, he gave two. He says to his wife, he whispers, the rabbis are here for the rain again. He says, let's go sneak upstairs. We'll daven for rain. We'll do our own little private thing. And then they'll turn around and go back. And they're not even going to realize that it was because of us. It's like Yitzchak and Rivka. Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem nochach ishto ki akarahi. So the anan starts to come, the clouds of rain start to come from the corner of his wife. Kinoches amalahu amayaser abanan. So he comes down now that the rain is here, and he says, "Oh, nice to see you guys. What are you doing here?" So amulei shadi la rabbanu lagabid the mar li by rachem yamitra. So they say, as if you know, they don't know what's going on over here. And they say, "Yeah, we're on the rain delegation." So Amalu Baruch Hamakom Shalatechur Tzurachem Laad Bechilkia. He says, Baruch Hashem, you know, you didn't need me. You can go back now in peace. So Amalei, they said, okay, look, buddy, Yadina Demitra Machmas Marhu Da'asa. We know what happened. You went to the roof. You davened for the rain. We know that wasn't random. Now tell us this. Okay, Elalemalan Mar Hani Mile Ditmialan. One, my time give them on Sharmalois Brother Manarpe. Why did you ignore us to begin with? Two. Amalahu, he answers, Schir Yom Havi Vamina Loivkar. There's an issue of Dine Mamanos. I was working for somebody and I didn't want to take away from the honesty and engage and fraternize. Forget about checking your email or surfing the internet. Okay, that's one. Two, my time adar Mar Tziva Achad Katfe Gmi Machad Katfe. So why did Mar take the twigs on one shoulder and the cloak on the other shoulder? Amalahu Talishulu. I say I borrowed the cloak. Lahachi shali, lahachi lo shali. So I borrowed it to wear it and not to put twigs on it. Again, you see the integrity of Dine Mamanos. Let's make a point in the second. Three. My time a kulur chalusi mar misane, vichimati the mayasi a misane. Amalahu kulur chazina, vimayloka chazina. Says, I was being careful for my health. As long as I got to the water, I could see where I was putting my feet. In the water, I couldn't see where I was putting my feet. Maybe there would be a water snake. I put on my shoes. So what do you see? Zihiris and Dine Mamnos, Zihiris and Dine Nefashos. My time of four, Kidmatamar Lehizmi, Vihigi Dalinu Lemane, when you got into the shrubs that you lifted up your clothes. Amalahu, Ze Maila Aruka, Veze Eina Maila Aruka. So he answered, basically, that this was something once he was in the shrubs, that if he would drag them on the ground, it would cause it to become damaged, and the other one would not, before he got there, he didn't need to pick them up. So it was just a matter of practicality that he didn't want to ruin the cloak that he was carrying. Five. My time of Kimasa Marla Masa Nafka Devisu Demar Kimikashta. Why did she come out with her makeup? Amalahu Kadesh Loi Tenenai Bisha Charis Zihirus in Shmira Senayim. My time Aila Hibereshav Hadar Mara Basra Vahadar Ailina Nanan. Six. Amalahu Mishum Delobad Kisuli. I didn't know who you guys were. And Rashi says a person should be skeptical of people that they don't know. Be wary of strangers. So seven, my time bikarach marifta lo amalan aisu krichu. So why don't you offer us dinner? It says mishum to nefisha rifta. I knew you guys weren't going to eat anyway. If you were going to eat, it would have been a different story. I knew you guys weren't going to eat anyway. There wasn't a lot of bread. Ve'amina lo achzik v'rabban and tivusa v'chinam. And I didn't want to be gonev das and, you know, take more credit that I'm such a generous guy that I'm giving you the only food that I have. So my time yoyev marli nuka kishisha chada rifta lezutre trei. So why did you, you know, give an asymmetrical amount to the children? Amalhu, hi kai bevesa, v'hai yase bevek nishta. They have different circumstances, he said. They don't, you know, they're both relying on me to a certain extent, but to different extents. And that's why I gave one more, okay? One person comes all the time, the other person doesn't come all the time. Rashik says, yinuka kai bevek nishta, kambi rabe v'lo asi kule yoma. Okay, and that's why he needed a little bit more. Maybe he doesn't have as much access to food. My time, I think we're up to, what is this, nine? Eight, nine? My time, akadim siluk anane mihach zvisa dahava kayama devisu demar, the anane dide. They saw the whole thing. They saw the cloud came from Hor Corner. Mishum, this is a shchicha bevesa, viyave rifta He says two reasons why my wife's zuchuyos were greater than mine. Either because her achnasas orchim surpasses mine, two, because she was more compassionate on people in the neighborhood. This is the Brewery Reb Meir story. That's what the Reb Akiva Eiger points out. So what do you see here? What's the point? Why is the Gemara listing all these strange stories? What do you see? The person had an extreme zihiros in Dinei Mamonos, extreme zihiros in his own Shemiras HaNefesh, extreme zihiros in matters of Arayos, right? Sholasim Enai Bisha Charas. He's very cautious. He was very appreciative of his wife's chesed. He was very careful in Gneivas Da. So what the Gemara is trying to explain is that there's no mystery here. This isn't supernatural. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Geshem? He deserved it. That's what these questions are about. Ki Yedatev, like the Ramban says. Avram Avinu was Mistapik Bashem, so Hashem gave him Hashkacha Pratis. Chanan Anechba, another grandchild. Barbarasi Dechoni Amagal Hava. Ki Mitzrech Amal Mitzrav Mishari Rabbanan. So, no surprise there. Yinuke Veirav Vigabei. So a young child would come and pull on his cloak and say, basically, Chanan Anechba, we need you to daven for us. Abba Abba Havlan Mitra, and he would call him Father, Father. Right? And he said, it's, you know, a sad thing. Here they, you know, they don't know the difference between, you know, the one who's really giving the rain. This is the Girsa of the Yavetz. Rashi says one way, the Yavetz is slightly different. Girsa and Rashi. Basically, they think that I'm the one that gives the matar. Do it for them. It's so sad. They would think that I'm the one that's bringing the matar, this young child. Do it for those, the tinoko shel beis rabban. That he was very tzanua in the beis hakise. That's like the Gemara in Brachos says, that a person who said tzanua is a tzanua in the beis hakise. Rashi quotes another daya, that he was actually, it's a little difficult. Rashi says, ki avabai rachame amaya haya mechavi atzmo mirov hanava. When you actually hide in the Beis HaKisei, so it's a little hard to take literally, but he was a very modest person. So Amalei Reb Zirka, Reb Zafra, Tachazi Ma, Bein Tkifei Dar, the Yisrael, Chassidei Bavel, Chassidei Bavel, Rav Hanu, Rav Chista, Kavei Mitzrich, Amalei Mitzrich, Amar Nichnif, Hadadei, Vini Bai Racham, Yavshad, the Ratzik, Adesh Baruch Hu, Diyesi Mitra. So Bavel, you can't compare to Eretz Yisrael. So it would take two, Rav Hun and Rav Chista would have to get together. We say maybe in this chus of one of us. Tkivei da'ar di Yisrael, kigon Reb Yona avua de Reb Mani, kave mitzrach amal de mitzra v'ayil ha-be'isei v'amal lehu, havali gualki ve'ezel v'ayisili bezuza ibura, kave navik levra asil v'kai beduchta amikta d'chsima v'akin karasich ha-shem v'kai beduchta t'niya mechasi b'saka, v'bay rachme v'asi mitra, kave asi le'be'isa amal le'ayisi mar ibura, amal lehu amina ho'ol v'asa mitra, hashta revach, revach alma. So basically, the Chassidei Eretz Yisrael, or Tkifei Da'ar Di Yisrael, versus the Chassidei Bavel, Tkifei Da'ar Di Yisrael, they would do anything to avoid detection. So this Reb Yona, Avud, Reb Mani, so when they needed rain, he wouldn't even tell his own family members that he was going out to daven for rain. He'd say, I'm going out to get a piece of bread. Then he'd show up without the bread after the rain came. And he said, oh, you know, once the rains came, I decided not to buy bread because tomorrow the price is going to go down anyway. Because now it's not a time of drought, so there's going to be more food. So, you know, they were always looking to hide in plain sight. V'surab mani b'rei, hava kamitzari le devi nisi ha'ishtach chal kivra da'avua, amr le abba abba hanu mitzari li, yomachara hava kol chalch v'yihasa min kud kara desusayhu, ad kabli olayu delo kamitzari le. So, you know, the people of the Bei Nisiyah were giving him a hard time. And he davened at his father's kever, and these people's horses got stuck to his father's kever, and basically said, I'm not letting your horses go until you agree not to bother my son anymore. Surab mani havashchir kam de Reb Yitzchak ben El Yashiv. Amalei, asir de vichami kam ritzerli, amalei anu vianu. The rich people in my in-law's family are giving me difficulties, so he said, okay, they'll lose their money, and they did. Amar kadachkuli, he says, now they beg me for parnas. Amar liyatru v'yatru. He says, okay, we'll give them their money back. I'm having difficulty with my wife. I'm lay. Mashma Chana. So he says Tisyapi Chana v'Nisyapes. Right, that she started looking a little bit differently, in a way that was more attractive to him. Amalei, kamigandira alai, now she looks down on me. Amalei, hachi tachzer chana l'shacharusei, v'chazer chana l'shacharusei. I think this line in the Gemara is actually very important. This line is basically saying, you know, you daven for something, you think it's going to be better, and you don't know the unforeseen consequences. When his wife started looking a little bit differently, so she started behaving differently also. And he didn't appreciate that very much. I know, Trey Talmid, they have a commentary of Yitzchak min al Yashav, Amrlei, Nibai Racham min Alon, Nechkam Tuva. He said, please daven for us that we should become big Talmid Echamr Lehu. Imi Haisa Vishachti, I don't have that capacity anymore. Rabbi Yossi, Varavna, Vishchir, Chamder, Rabbi Yossi, Divin Yokras, Shavke, Vahasa, the commentary of Ashi. Yomachad Shami the Kagaris, probably Ravashi, was learning Amar Shmuel Hashola Dagman Ayan B'Shabbes Kevan Sheyavish Bo Kesela Chayiv. You're Chayiv and Tilas Neshama even before it dies, even if it's Mefarches. Once it's dry, so Amar Levelema Mar Uvein San Pirav. So why don't you add in? Certainly between its fins, if it gets Yavish there, then obviously it's not going to be able to survive. Amar Levelo Savelo Mar Da'ay Rabbi Yosi Rabavin Amara. He says, don't you know that that's the teaching of Yossi Rabavin? So Amalei, Onaninu. So he says, yeah, that's why I'm saying it. I'm him. It's like Choni Amagel. Amalei, V'lav Kamed Rabbi Yossi the Minyokar Av Shchiach Mar. I thought you learned by Rabbi Yossi the Minyokar. When you came here, you didn't introduce yourself, right? And I didn't know your picture from Facebook. So Amalei, my time Ashach B'mar V'asahacha, why'd you come here? Amalei, Gavra Dabarei V'albarase L'chas Aladi, Didi Hechi Chayis. Says, I got out of there because I saw that he wasn't a very compassionate person. Interesting. I only wanted to learn Torah from a person who was more compassionate. So Brei Mai was a story of his son. Yom Echad Avu Igri Le Agiri V'dabra Nagalu V'aisu Le Rifta. So his son was supervising workers for the family out in the more desolate area. There was no food. So Amar Le Levrei Kafninan were starving. The workers said to him, Avu Yasve Tusei Teinasa Amar Teina Teina Utsia Perusecha. So he said to the Te'ena, would you please, you know, produce fruits for my father's workers? So afiku ve'achlu. So the Te'ena listened to him. Adahachi ve'achi asav. But the father came along. Amar leho lo tinketu b'dadaychu d'hai d'naghana amitzvah terchana ve'adhashta hu disagi. So basically the father says, I'm sorry I'm so late. You shouldn't hold it against me. Amar lei. Rachmana lizbach yechi de'azban barach. They say, don't worry. We've been taken care of. Your son took care of us. Amar lo mehecha. Where did he have food to give you? Amru hachi v'hachi avamaisa. They told him that he asked the te'ena to please produce fruits. So amar lo, b'ni atai trachtas kanecha lahotzi te'ena perusa shalo bizmana. Yasef shalo bizmano. Says, you force the Kadosh Baruch Hu to do something and it's not its appropriate time. So you should die not in your appropriate time. Goodness gracious. What a father. Brase ma yavale brase da balas yofi ma khar khazil da gavu da bakaria bahots of a khazila amlo mai hai so somebody like was boring a hole to be able to see her through a fence amale rebi im lo khalo za khisi de rosalo eska he says if I can't marry her at least I should see her amala biti kamitsaris lo da braisa da biryasa shuvi la farekh ve al yakashu beikh ben adam says his daughter better than you should be a mikhshal for other people you should pass away. Okay, pretty brutal. Havalei ha'u chamara, last line, he had a donkey, kidavu agri, they call yoma, work the entire day, lu'ursavu mishadu le'agra. And people would always send back the money on the donkey. So, igba ve'asa le'vei mara, ve'it fele o batzri la, if it wasn't the right wages, lo'asya, the chamor knew, I did $100 worth of work today, and if I got 90, it wouldn't move till the extra 10 was there. If I had 110, it wouldn't move till somebody took the extra money. Yomachad inshu zuga the sandle. Somebody left sandals on the donkey. Allah velo azla to shaklinu mina. Would not v'hadar azla, and then it would come back, but it was never willing to take something that it wasn't there. So again, obviously a very pious and righteous person, but to a kind of an extreme. So again, just a few quick points. V'choni amagol to chazara. Again, we don't daven in the way of, you know, those kinds of demands. That's not, you know, that Ilmali Choniata goes Rani Alachanido is an important benchmark. Number one. Number two, Kikshem Shishabli Avasi Kacha Shasa Livroi. The idea that we're not only here for ourselves, I think, is really critical. Three, Chavrusa Misusa. is a very, very vital point, the relevance of socialization. Abba Chilkia being presented as somebody who got rain for good reason, right? Because of his zehiros in many different areas. He had a critical presentation there. And then finally, you know, the idea of, you know, a person can be extremely pious, but should not come at the expense of their family, their children, etc. And that's always an important balance in Avodas Hashem, you know, not to, you know, be rigid with family is something which is always an important avoda. Okay, so we'll hold it up there. Like I said, we'll skip ahead a little bit tomorrow for some issues of Shavua Shechalbo. Then we'll do Erev Tisha B'Av, Mirtz Hashem Wednesday. Then Thursday, you know, Bo Bayom, we'll do some, you know, the sections here on Tisha B'Av, a few minutes. We'll get in, and then we'll circle back and cover in that intervening area that we haven't done. We already learned the Gemara's about Shavuos Erev Tammuz, so we're just, you know, approaching it in a slightly different order, but, you know, how could we not? Okay.
Are we going to...